broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. We're live here on Phil TV and HD on our website. We are live across the country on our great network of affiliates. We'd like to give you the opportunity to win one free month, a free month of Phil with a free backstage pass, 30 days free access to our website so that you can listen to the thousands of hours of archive material and listen, of course, to our daily podcast as well as watch our archived video. It's all there at philhendryshow.com, and here's all you have to know. We'd like you to go over to facebook.com/PhilHendryFans, P-H-A-N-S, and like that page. And we will automatically enter you into the drawing. If you've already liked that page on some other date, there's still an opportunity for you to enter the drawing. You go over to Twitter, and that's twitter.com/PhilHendryShow. And hashtag PHS. You hashtag PHS at PhilHendryShow. Now, once you do that, you are entered into our drawing, and this will be for one free month. Starting on November the 1st, we'll have the drawing at the end of October, and you'll have the free month of November. So good luck, and join us over here at philhendryshow.com for all of the neat, cool, bitchin', fun, you know.
Just a lot of fun.
Yeah. It's just neat stuff that we do here. Visit our website, too, philhendryshow.com, and check out and see how neat-looking it is, even though you don't have a BSP, probably, and so you won't be able to get in. You'll be locked out. Too bad. Ha, ha, ha. All right, now. Before we get on Don Mixa, Dean Wheeler, and Debbie Daly from Daly's Daily on Public Radio, we'll tell you the purpose of them coming on our show. Ohio man who freed wild animals was deep in debt. Well, now, isn't that just too bad? Some guy by the name of Terry Thompson, an exotic animal owner, he killed himself after turning loose dozens of lions, tigers, and other beasts. He was deep in debt, and a fellow big cat enthusiast said Thursday that he had taken in so many creatures, he was, quote, in over his head. Well, that's planning. That's some good planning there, Terry. A day after sheriff's deputies with high-powered rifles killed nearly 50 animals set free by Terry Thompson, the sheriff refused to speculate why he did it. Many neighbors, meanwhile, were puzzled as to why Thompson, a man who seemed to like animals more than people, would lash out in a way that would doom his pets. However, well, he doesn't like pets. This is what I'm trying to say, okay?
You're trying to say the guy do that, he don't like animals.
Yeah. Are you sure about that? Because, like, my aunt, she loves cats, man. She's got a lot of cats.
Your aunt doesn't have, like, hundreds of cats. She's got four cats, okay? And she doesn't like cats in lieu of people. People that say, oh, I love animals, love animals, they just hate people. They don't love animals. Animals are a means to an end. Animals are a tool. They're a tool by which people get back at the human race that they cannot coexist with. So I think that's something for you guys as you go through life and you see a lot of these people, you know, who claim to love animals. That's what they're really saying.
You trying to tell me next time I see a guy, because I saw a guy rides with his cat on a motorcycle.
A guy that rides with his cat, what's that got to do with anything?
Well, yeah, maybe he hates people because he's so, like, he has a cat on a motorcycle.
Well, I'm not saying a guy that rides with a cat on a motorcycle. I saw a guy, there's a guy that hangs out at the Starbucks I go to, man. He's got his cat on a leash, and it's the coolest cat because the cat just sits there staring at people and drinks a little saucer of milk. And, you know, most cats get kind of freaked out, but this cat's, like, all chilled. And
yeah, I think I've seen that one.
Right. I mean, but this guy is there talking to human beings, and I'm not talking about just because you got a cat that does weird stuff or a dog that does weird stuff.
What about, like, a dog? I saw a guy had a dog wearing a fedora.
Yeah.
What about that?
What about it, Bud? Or Robert?
I'm not Bud. I'm Robert.
I know. What about it?
Yeah, but dog's wearing a fedora.
So the dog's wearing a fedora. I'm not talking about weird clothing on animals. I'm talking about people that are so into their animals that they don't know how to communicate with human beings. Those people you got to keep an eye on, okay?
Yeah.
What about, this one guy had a cat that had, like, a vest.
Well, you forget about whether the cat had a vest.
Yeah, I saw that one.
All right, fine. Doesn't matter if the cat had a vest, if the dog was wearing a fedora, if the cat was riding on a motorcycle. I saw a guy, there's that guy that rides around L.A. a lot. He's got a damn bird or something. You seen that?
Yeah, I've seen it in the paper.
Guy's riding around on a Harley, and he's got some bird that sits on his head. I don't know what the hell it is. But I'm not talking about people that just kind of get their kicks with, you know, having an animal that they train to do that kind of stuff. Although that may be weird, too. I mean these people that just have this menagerie of creatures claiming to be like they dig animals. I think PETA's got that problem. I think there's kind of a pathology going on with PETA. I think there's a mental illness there where they, you know, they despise human beings to the point where animals are everything and humans are nothing to the extent that they, you know, they mock humans even in the worst times. So this guy, before he killed himself, he let loose some 50 animals set free. The sheriff had to, you know, obviously bring in deputies with high-powered rifles, and they had to kill all these animals. Court records show that he and his wife owed at least $68,000 in unpaid taxes to the IRS and the county, and he had two federal tax liens filed against him last year. He had just gotten out of federal prison last month for possessing unregistered weapons. This guy's a nut. You know.
God, is he like that Joe Stack guy?
Maybe. You know, I don't know about Joe Stack. I mean, I had a conversation with Mike Stone, Dr. Mike Stone, who seemed to think that Joe Stack was, you know, Joe Stack was a pretty normal guy driven to abnormal extremes by the pressure that he was under. At least that's the instinct that I got. But I did not. The problem with that was that a normal guy driven to abnormal means killing somebody? Don't you think that a normal guy driven to some abnormal means would still do something that isn't going to be necessarily, it's not necessarily going to be something that takes another person's life? I don't know. All right, let me get on the line here. Don Mixa from the University of Washington. Don, good evening.
Hey, good evening, Joe.
And Dean Wheeler also joining us from Northern California. Just a moment. Okay. Dean Wheeler's going to be on the line from Northern California in a moment. And Dean, how are you doing?
Real good and really looking forward to it.
And Debbie Dooley, who is the moderator of Dooley's Daily, a morning show on National Public Radio. Debbie, how are you doing?
Well, Bill, I'm doing really good, but, you know, National Public Radio is not, I'm working on public radio.
Okay, you know, not National, I'm sorry, NPR, she does not work on NPR. She works on, not NPR, but you work on public radio, per se. Okay, so that is our panel here this evening, and we're talking about this guy that, Don, you can kick it off if you want, and then everybody else jump in. This man that killed these animals as the result of he didn't kill them, he let them loose, the sheriff had to kill them, as the result of some depression he was suffering.
The issue that I wanted to talk about, though, this is the, I don't think you brought it up, but I wanted to talk about the killing of these animals, if that's all right.
Yeah, that was my feeling, too, Phil, to talk about why these animals were killed.
Okay, who wants to kick that off?
Why me?
Okay, Debbie Dooley, go ahead.
Well, Debbie, you're in the room, ain't you?
I'm sorry, Debbie, it's Debbie Daly from Daly's Daily. Why do I call you Dooley? I don't know.
I really enjoy her.
No, you're right, Bobby Dooley. Okay, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's you. Go ahead.
Well, I think when the animals were let loose in his land, I think that it shows the intent really of our society, not just the people, but to not just the people, but to animals, too. And to me, that's very important to remember.
Yeah, I want to follow up on that, Phil, if I could.
Go ahead.
I think what Debbie said is true, that the insensitivity to people as well as animals is what we're talking about. But and Debbie, I couldn't agree more, but I wanted to get back to what I had talked about with you earlier, and that was that these animals have been murdered, you know, use a word. I mean, they were murdered in cold blood by the sheriff's deputies. And,
you know, I'm glad you used that word, too.
Well, I think that's what happened. They were animals that were walking down the street.
Animals didn't know walking down the street, though. You know, they didn't see anything like that.
You're absolutely right. They were let out. But they were, in other words, you had sheriffs that the sheriff deputy came and shot these animals that were just walking down the street. And to me, that was an act, a very ruthless act, and something that I don't think we have any place for in our society.
Phil, Dean Wheeler here. I'm going to follow up on what Don said. I want to also congratulate Debbie on her fourth year at public radio with Daly's Daily. You're more than welcome. Phil, To sum up, I think, because I think we're all on the same page here, when an animal is walking down the street and a sheriff's deputy drives up and shoots it, what is the message that that sends to a young person who is playing on his or her front lawn with a ball or playing with her dolls or talking to his friends or playing a game of touch football? What message does that send to that child when a sheriff pulls up with a high-powered rifle and blows away an animal that's just walking down the street? That's my concern. And I don't think anyone has really answered that question, as far as I know. And, you know, the message I'm getting,
That is it, exactly. Life is cheap, and that life is not worth what it should be worth.
All right. Let's take a break, okay?
By the way, Phil, did you hear how many animals were shot?
Yeah, I think we said 50.
Okay, that was my number two. 50 animals.
Okay, so 50 animals were minding their own business walking down a street.
And so when we come back, I want you to define what you mean by an animal walking down a street. You know?
What needs to...
Yeah, what needs to be defined?
Well, an animal's walking down a street. Well, if it's an elephant...
It could very well be an elephant. If an elephant is walking down a street, minding its own business, you know, as far as elephants can do that, I don't know, you know. Do you walk up to it and do you say, oh, look, an elephant that's walking down the street. It's not a cat, it's not a dog, it's an elephant. Let me go get my elephant gun and blow a chunk of its skull away. That is madness. That's not even a sane thought. And yet that's exactly what those Ohio sheriff's deputies did today.
I know it's wrong to have an elephant walking around, but you can't do that. It is unusual, and Debbie, that's a good point. But to murder an elephant because you don't usually see elephants walking down a street, I think is wrong ultimately.
All right, well, we'll be back to talk about this. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. It is the world-famous Phil Henry Show with Debbie Daly. If I call her Dooley one more time, I think Mr. Dooley will call and have words with me, as well as Don Mixa, as well as Dean Wheeler here on the Zanesville, Ohio menagerie of animals that were ultimately shot by these deputies and the man, the very ill man who had been keeping them. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back here, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We're having a roundtable here with three of our more esteemed progressive liberal contributors, Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Center, Debbie Daly from Daly's Daily on public radio, and Don Mixa, University of Washington. Dean, we're going to... take some phone calls here. I want to, if you could, for the group, and then I'd like to hear you guys in turn, encapsulate what your major criticism is here, because I'm hearing you say that it was the response of the police.
That is primarily why I have found fault with the actions of the Zanesville Sheriff's Department and the Associated Police of the municipality there. I think that they reacted much, much too quickly. You were making comments about tranquilizer darts.
Yeah, this is a very good point here.
Yeah, right. The tranquilizer darts, Phil, they are not in abundance, but tranquilizer darts can be had. And what a tranquilizer dart does is it renders the animal essentially unconscious, tranquilizes the animal to a point where the animal is no longer a threat. And then at that point, we can bring in trucks, flatbeds, whatever we need, to then take these animals to an area where they're going to be safe and can be with other creatures of their kind, to live in a community where they're no longer threatened by people.
All right, no, Abe, I'm going to ask you a question.
I'm not finished. Hold on. To indiscriminately murder these animals, I think that Don, my compliments to you. You use the word.
Well, that is, murder is exactly what you're doing, because you're not even giving the animal an opportunity to, say, okay, is there a problem? Animals don't speak. I understand that, but they certainly, you could give the animal the animal will turn around and look at these humans that have guns and say, he had me at his house. What? I'm just walking down a street. And
you, Bill,
I sort of do, yeah.
If we give the animal the opportunity and you tranquilize it. Yes, you tranquilize the animal. What do you think I'm talking about? Well, that's something. Debbie, you heard what Debbie said, right?
Yes, she thinks I need to be tranquilized. All right. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. So we're talking here about the man that shot all of these animals.
I'm not finished with my thought.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I said you don't give the animal an opportunity, so you can tranquilize the animal, and then you put the animal out into an area where that creature is then obviously reunited with others of its species and can begin again. And
that's the point, to try to get to regenerate the community.
You know that in the world of angels, there are very few tigers, but we find in the they can regenerate the new year. You know, Phil?
I didn't understand.
They can regenerate the new year.
She's saying you can regenerate them if they're put back in the community.
All right. 877-876-PHIL is the number. Let me go to Dick calling from Sherman Oaks. Go ahead, Dick. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, Phil. How are you doing?
Good.
Hey, Phil. I'm listening to, and I'm trying to give all due consideration to the people that are on your program here this evening. I'm a veteran of the Vietnam War, and I believe in the rights of people to conduct their lives as they see fit. But I certainly don't understand, and I don't see the right of a human being to keep this many animals and then commit suicide, but not before he releases them out into the community, forcing the sheriff's department to do something about it. And that's not what I fought for this country for. And I don't really understand what these people are saying when they say that the animals are walking down the street. Oh, can I interrupt you for a minute, young lady? Your name is Debbie, is that correct? All right, Debbie, my name is Dick Steelworth. And I'm a Vietnam veteran, and I live here in Sherman Oaks, California. Whereabouts are you calling from?
Mm-hmm.
You're in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You're very difficult to understand. I don't know if anyone's ever told you that.
Yeah, she's hearing impaired, you know.
She's hearing impaired, sir. I hope you don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with that. I'm just telling her that I have a very difficult time understanding her.
Well, I didn't let me know.
Were those words?
She said she understands that.
How come you can understand her, Phil, and these other people seem to understand her and I can't?
Well, maybe it's because we're used to listening to her or something.
Well, that could be a problem for your listeners, too. I just thought I'd give you a heads up on that. You do your what? I got the first part. I can't. All right, Phil. Anyway, I just wanted to say I think it's irresponsible for a guy to do something like that. That sounds like a bee is buzzing in my ear. Get out of here. Would you please ask the woman to shut up, because I feel like I'm in some kind of a freak house, okay?
I'm not going to tell anybody to shut up, sir. You know, she's countering what you're saying.
Oh, she's countering what I'm saying. She's arguing with me?
She says, don't you speak English?
Yes, I do speak English. Yes, I do speak English. I don't speak the English that you're speaking, miss. I don't speak... I don't speak that.
She says you're making a big ass out of yourself now.
I'm not making an ass out of myself. You're making an ass out of yourself. You know, I'd like to, just say one thing here. This is Don Mixon, Mr. Steelworth. You're browbeating a woman who has a speech difficulty and a hearing difficulty is not going to endear you to the people that are listening to this broadcast this evening. I think, well, I'm not looking to be endeared, sir. I'm looking to well, now you're going to have to shut up because I can hear the bumper music, so they're going into a break.
Well, how do you know that?
Because I've been a guest on a radio show many times, and... Oh, God, I gotta get out of here.
Did he hang up? All right, we'll be back. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, welcome back. You're the world famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. And we're talking here with Dean Wheeler, and we have Debbie Daly as well as Don Mixa. And it's kind of a liberal roundtable on the killing of these animals that were at one time owned by obviously a very disturbed man. He wound up killing himself after he set these creatures free. Really, what we have here is a discussion about the propriety of the sheriff shooting these animals. That's what you guys are talking about, right, Don?
Yeah, Phil, I don't think there's any, as you talk about this issue, I don't think the issue is about, the man's mental health. I think the man did the best that he could with what the good Lord had given him, if you want to put it in that way. I mean, I don't believe in God, but if you want to put it that way, we can put it that way. I can go anywhere you want. The fact is, he was disturbed. Life had gotten to him. It was a little too much. He let these animals go. Now we get to level two, or the second phase of this, which is when the police arrive and begin to gun these creatures down in the street.
Well, do we know they gunned them down in the street? I mean, what are we talking about here?
Phil, this is Dean Wheeler. I think what I heard them say on the news today, and I was watching the news, and I looked at all of the news channels, as a matter of fact, because I wanted to make sure that I had my information. And they said that the sheriffs pulled up with high-powered rifles, the animals were walking down the street, and they started picking them off.
Yeah, so I think we all heard the same thing. And so the question is, who trained these men to go out and, when you see an animal, a tiger, a lion, a giraffe, just walking down a street?
You keep with this walking down the street thing. I don't know what you're talking about, okay? What do you mean?
Debbie, do you want to handle that?
So you don't just gun an animal down. It's minding its own business.
What do you mean, minding its own business?
The animals had been released from this menagerie. Would you give us that much? Would you at least give me that much, that this man had purposefully released them?
Yes, he had, yeah.
All right. Then what does an animal do when it's released?
It walks down a street?
Yeah, that's what she said. I'm going to hear. I don't stutter.
That's what you said and you don't stutter? Debbie, don't start leaning into the jokes here, okay? Well, you can stand by your statement that you don't stutter, but you got a few other issues, okay?
That was uncalled for.
Bill, that was uncalled for.
Well, if you're going to talk to me in that tone of voice, hey, that's what I said, and I don't stutter, have a little bit of respect for me. That's all I'm asking, okay?
That was uncalled for, though, to talk to. She made herself very clear, the animal's walking down the street.
She made herself clear, huh? Okay.
That's surprising to me, Phil, that you'll stoop that low, that you'll crawl in that sewer. And
I'm not crawling in any sewer. If she wants to make with the jokes about how dumb I am, and she comes off with, that's what, I know you're right there.
Can we get back to what we're talking about?
Go ahead.
Well, I think what we're talking about...
I've got the floor, Dean, if you don't mind. What we're talking about
I don't listen to your radio program. What?
Hold on. I'm talking here, okay? Yeah, I know, but I'm talking. All right? So, what?
She said I don't get up early enough to listen to her show. You're right, I don't. Okay? I know what you're up against, and I'm not trying to mock you. I'm just saying, if you want to make fun of my intelligence, don't make a comment like, that's what I said, and I don't stutter, because it's not exactly, you know, it leaves you a little exposed, okay? No, I don't want to see your breasts. God, are you weird? What a weird thing to say.
Bill, we're getting way off topic here. If you want to talk about a giraffe getting gunned down, I'm your man. If you want to start going back and forth with Ms. Daly here about her breasts, I'm going to have to press the eject button on this operation, you know?
I'm with you. I think that...
No, that's not what I want to do.
Well, what we came on this program to talk about was the inhumane way these animals were treated.
That's right, and I'm asking you questions. And one of the questions that I asked you was... What, are you out of your mind or something? I'm so busy wanting to see your breast. Okay, we're talking here with...
You know, Phil, I don't think there's any winning for you tonight.
Ms. Daly, I just back off for a second. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Marilyn. Go ahead, Marilyn.
Oh, hello, Phil. I'm Marilyn Donnelly here. I'm listening to this young woman, Debbie Daly, who I'm familiar with. I listen to her program on NPR.
And she's not on NPR.
Well, on public radio. That's true. Phil, I am a pre-surgical transgender individual. I do present as a woman, so I've been down some incredible roads in terms of gender identity, gender hyphen identity, as well as gender slash transgender issues. This young lady, Debbie Daly, should get only our accolades and our respect. She has done some amazing things.
I'd like to second that. I'd like to second that. I really would.
And for you to spar with her over her obvious speech problem...
I did not spar with her.
Allow me to finish, please. For you to spar with her over her obvious speech problem, I think is beneath you. If she got off a joke that opened a few doors for you, then ignore them.
That's a very good piece of advice, Phil, because... Yes, she said I don't stutter, and I'd be the first guy to want to step right through that opening and really start, you know, landing some haymakers. But I decided I wouldn't.
Oh, like you had some jokes ready to go?
Hey, may I finish what I'm saying?
Yes, you may.
Hold on. Now, maybe I did.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe I did. Hit me when you mean to. I'd like to finish what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, hold on for just a minute, Ms. Donnelly. The rest of you guys just calm down.
Well, if you're saying, that's what I said, and I don't stutter. I said, no, you don't stutter, but you don't talk either.
That's good. That's a good one.
Oh, God. Oh, God. I'm really losing my temper now. I wanted to finish saying what I'm saying, and then I'll let you people go.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Are you talking to me?
No, I'm talking to me.
Yeah, I thought it was funny. You said you don't, yeah, that's what you said, and you don't stutter. Yeah, you don't talk too good, neither.
Yeah, don't talk too good. That's essentially the joke.
Okay, that's real good. Great, congratulations. You got the joke? I got a caller on the line that's talking to you people.
You people, like?
Yeah, I don't like being relegated to Phil to a...
No, you don't look like a black person to me, and I don't want to see your breasts, and all the other asinine stuff that you've been saying. Go ahead, Ms. Donnelly.
Thank you. I was going to say that I supported Ms. Daly in her effort. I, being a transgender and pre-surgical transgender individual, I certainly do understand the challenges that face all people who have disabilities or have transgender slash lifestyle presentation problems. However, having listened to the last 5 minutes of the claptrap, I must say, between Ms. Daly and Mr. Mixa and this other gentleman, Wheeler, I feel as if I'm in the middle of a madhouse, almost as if I'm sitting in the living room of a home for psychotic, criminally psychotic individuals. And, Ms. Daly, you sound like the matriarch of Hell House.
Okay. I'll let you respond to that. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. All right, what was your response?
That was uncalled for, Phil.
Okay, all right, let her respond. Yes, I know the movie.
In the movie Hell House, the father killed only three, and he married a three, and he got a daughter in the ring, he killed all the three.
Yes, he did.
And she's saying that I married a guy who killed all the three? Goddamn, boy, I'm telling you, if I ever meet the king of three, walking around like she's a woman, she's got one.
Okay, you just said some very hurtful things, and I don't know how many people understood them, you know?
Anybody that didn't hear them, because I think I agree with Debbie 100%. What she said was that Ms. Donnelly came on here and compared Ms. Daly to the matriarch of that horror film Hell House that starred Linda Blair and had the father who killed all the freaks in his family and they all lived under the stairs. And this guy, I mean, that is just uncalled for. And I think what Ms. Daly said, and then she needed to say it, is that Ms. Donnelly's the one to talk. She's the one walking around looking like a woman, and she's got a man's thing.
Yeah, that is very well said. And
you know, for liberals, you guys are really vindictive and childish and stupid and petty.
Excuse me, Phil. I didn't start any of this. This woman came on, or this it presents as a woman. It was transgender. We all gave warm accolades and support. It ripped right into Debbie, calling her some kind of a mushmouth freak, and compared her to the woman who was married to the guy that killed everybody in Hell Night. And, or, I don't know what...
I think he said Hell House.
It was Hell House, but I think he meant Hell Night.
What do you mean, he? I don't want to give a damn.
Okay, her. But you like you just said, you don't give a damn because you... Okay, I you know what? I can't take this any longer.
What's wrong? You feel like you're in a freak show?
Yes, I feel like I'm in a freak show.
Boy, you got, you know, the true colors come out on a guy like that.
I knew they would. I've been on Phil's show a lot, and Phil likes to play like he understands people, but you really get creeped out by weirdos and freaks like us, don't you?
I know. I'm not creeped out so much as I've got very little patience with you guys talking all this talk and not walking the walk, saying that you're, you know, be kind to animals and the poor man. Along comes this Marilyn Donnelly. She's the only one that's made any sense tonight. Okay? She said, okay, so what? Get out of here. So she called you the matriarch in the movie Hell Night. So what? What are you doing to me, bud?
What? I thought it'd be a real good roundtable on a liberal thing and everything.
You got me talking to a woman and these two idiots are talking. Animals walking down the street. You talk about Hell Night. Hey, what are we doing for Halloween, by the way?
I don't know, man. What do you think about doing War of the Worlds?
Oh, will you get out of here with War of the Worlds already, man? Is there anybody that hasn't done War of the Worlds? My whole career has been War of the Worlds. I remember the very first time I ever did my show, what was the first thing that they wrote in the newspaper? War of the Worlds. That's what he does. You gotta do War of the freaking Worlds. War of the Worlds has been overdone. War of the Worlds, by the way, the publicity surrounding War of the Worlds, the mythology, the history of War of the Worlds has been so overblown, you know.
What do you mean?
I mean, it was not near the panic that they led everybody to believe. There were people that got weirded out, yeah. And the cops were called, yeah. But the network that it was on, I don't know which network it was, they did issue disclaimers. They didn't have them every 5 seconds, but they did say that this is a dramatic presentation, blah, blah, blah. And they went and they did the thing. So, like everything else in life, you know, the necessity being the mother of invention, or mother being the necessity of invention, they decided they had to invent disclaimers much more frequently than they were using them, and that's what happened. Okay, we're going to be back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. We have our news and information hour coming up, and we're going to tell you about a contest wherein you can win a free month, a free backstage pass for a month on the Phil Hendry Show website. Stick around. We'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth.
What's that, Debbie?
Our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Okay, I'm sorry.
To the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
It is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number 877-876-PHIL. Next hour is our news and information hour. We have Robert Leonard and Bud Dickman joining us for that. I believe we also have joining us, is it Chris Norton? Who's the guy that owns the... Oh, Ted Bell?
No, we got Chris Norton lined up on a news feature.
Chris Norton on a news feature, okay.
What's wrong with that?
He's just a... You talk about a weird freak. That cat is a freak. He's just a freak. And you know, I'm doing a radio show here, and I understand that he thinks he's got, you know, inside information on all this and that. He's just a freak. He thinks he's this Mr. Sex, and he's got a speech impediment. What is with the speech impediments tonight? Can't you spread them out a little bit, bud?
I didn't know about no impediment. He said that he's going to talk... I mean, what... Called him up, you know.
You mean impediment? You mean speech impediment?
Yeah, no. I called him up, and he's talking about a pre-check program on the TSA.
Oh, that sounds boring as hell. And we just had that mumbling Debbie Daly, or whatever the hell her name is, so...
You think she's related to Bobby Dooley, man? She's never related. Why do you keep saying Dooley?
Because that's the other idiot that we have on the show. All right, so Chris Norton on the TSA pre-check program next hour. 877-876-PHIL. So this is what I forgot to say. This is what I forgot to say because I had a thought which doesn't occur too often, and I wanted to spit the thought out, and I forgot it. But here is what it was essentially. I remember, and this is the kind of society we're turning into, obviously, and these people that bring up the dead animals. You know, I don't expect the cops to do anything other than protect people. I don't expect them to have on hand tranquilizer darts. I don't expect them to be animal control officers. I don't expect them to be zoologists. I expect them to be cops. Okay? And I don't expect them to have one more decision to make when they roll up on the scene and it's an animal and not a human. I don't want officers to have to do that. If they, you know, people seem to think being a cop is just, oh, well... let me see. Should I get my tranquilizer dart out, or should I get my pistol out and just kill the damn thing? It's walking around. There are little kids out here, but right now I don't really see it attacking the little kid. You see what I'm saying? It's the stupidest conversation you could have. Now what's happened in American society, and I think we're about at a point where we can start to kind of roll it back a little bit. I remember... right after I got out of the hospital, I had swine flu and pneumonia. I was sick. I probably almost died, and I didn't know it. They didn't tell me. I mean, they had me in the hospital. I remember asking the doctor, when am I getting out of here? He said, when you get better. He couldn't tell me. In any event, I went back to the supermarket where I pretty much suspect I got the swine flu because it was just rampant. This was two winters ago. And they had the towelettes that you wipe off the handle of the shopping carts with. I don't not use those now. I mean, every store I go into, if they have those antiseptic wipes, I use them. And that's just, you know, I sort of got into that habit. Well, what do I hear on the news the other day? The guy says, you know those antiseptic wipes that they have out in front of supermarkets? Yeah. Well, it turns out that they don't kill the swine flu virus. That's right. They may not have any effect at all. Now, where do you think that conversation leads to? Where do you think that conversation leads to? A courtesy that the market is doing us by putting those towelettes, those antiseptic wipes, whatever the hell you want to call them out there, so we can wipe down the handles on those filthy, filthy shopping carts that somebody's kid has been pawing and somebody God knows what has been lipping or used as a sexual aid. I don't know.
Are you kidding me?
Yes, I'm kidding, but God, you know what people... So the supermarket does us a favor, and they say, well, here's some antiseptic wipes, because we know people have... Then they turn around and they say, well, you know, those don't really do the job. Now, you know where this is going? This is exactly where it went. Why don't you put out some better antiseptic wipes? In other words, what's missing from this equation? Well, what's always been missing from the equation, ladies and gentlemen? The average human being and their own responsibility and their own ability to look out for themselves and be smart enough to go, oh, well, I'm going to the supermarket today. It's filthy over there. It's just filthy, and it's rampant with disease and virus and bacteria everywhere you turn. That's life, you know. The human immune system is pretty good. We're able to fight off most every kind of disgusting infection there is. But every now and again, something comes along that challenges our immune system. So why don't I go and get my own damn antiseptic wipes, and I'll wipe that stuff down.
Yeah, but the store already done it.
The store didn't already done it. The store put out some antiseptic towels as a way of saying, hey, we know that people get sick. You can use these. Well, because they don't work, now it's like, hey, how come you're not putting out the good ones? Why don't you just go buy some yourself? All right, we'll have more to say on this and other really, like, not-so-important topics on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Talk radio the way it is. Really unimportant.
Phil Hendry.
Let's do it.